Yeah, I would certainly agree with Ben. I think Mark's comments were helpful because they're very detailed, your comments, and it shows that Mark is basing his comments on his portfolio and his customers and things like that. But all portfolios are different. We actually think that next year is going to be every bit as good as this year. I mean, we've had a year where Sprint's been virtually inactive. That could change next year. That would certainly be upside for everybody in the industry. Sprint's a big company. They have a lot to do, and it's hard for me to believe after, you know, SBA's been in business since 1989. We've never seen an extended period of multi-year time where a major carrier like that can really not invest in its network. And we really do think, as Ben suggests, that markets will improve, and that will be very big for the industry. You know, Clearwire, we take the statements at face value from all the folks involved with Clearwire that the deal's going to close and they're going to be very busy. I mean, we've all been involved in preliminary conversations that I think we'd all agree when the deal closes, they are ready to go and they will go very quickly. The troops have been mobilized, so that could be a very, very interesting thing. Next year, and we don't see much difference amongst the rest, the AT&Ts, the T-Mobiles. T-Mobile has a lot to do with where they want to be with their 3G. I mean, they've just rolled out this 3G, been banking a lot on the Android phone, got a lot of work to do to get their network up. We're all very, very busy today with T-Mobile. I'm telling the truth when I say that. You know, we still have a services business that gives us, I think, an advanced view of where things will be next year. A lot of activity going on. Lease backlogs are very strong. You know, as for those of you who've been following the industry for a while, you know that there's a kind of a lag effect to the financial reporting from lease-up. So we're actually signing leases today, which will be essentially our 2009 financial results. So we all have, you know, I think a much better view today of what our financial results will be than I think anyone actually knows, just given the nature of the business. And I'll end it with, you know, agreeing with Ben's statement that, you know, we think next year will be every bit as good as this year, and this year's pretty darn good.